National Weather Service.
September 2020. The National Hurricane Center predicted Hurricane Sally would come ashore in Mississippi.
A hurricane warning has now been issued.
But then, Sally made a right turn and surprised us by coming ashore here with a destructive power we have not seen since Hurricane Ivan, which is why you should keep your radio on News Radio 92.3 for all the latest watches, warnings, and full team coverage should the storm make that unexpected change of course. News Radio 92.3.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
From the left hash, and the new era of football at UWF is underway. Taken by Allen Middleton at the 3-yard line and going right. The Saluki stutters a little bit at the 18, gets to the 20, ends up getting into the pile, knocked out of bounds just outside the 20-yard line. And we're playing football.
There you go. First D1 play last night. You had Brian Prowitz, one of our sales guys and digital sales, and Jordan Glass, who does morning traffic on our sister station, Cat Country 98.7 on the Cat Pack Morning Show, and also hosts the Glass Half Full from 9 to 10 every morning on our other sister station, Sports, Mother Brother Daryl, our other sister station, Sports Radio Pensacola, 99.1 and AM 1330. Great coverage last night. Also, one of our in-house guys, Jeremy Niesler, who does so much stuff for ESPN and sports radio. Well, used to be ESPN, and we changed to sports radio recently. Sports Radio Pensacola doing great work, running the board and doing stuff for them last night. Excellent cover. By the way, I think that was Brian. I think that was Brian's first game ever. Is that Brian's first? Has he done it before?
I really don't know, but he did.
He
fantastic.
Was so good. Yeah, like man, he Will Kennedy can't do both. You're not allowed to do both. So he actually does a show on sports radio from 7 to 9. So he's talking sports right now upstairs in the room while I'm talking, news down here, and happens to be talking sports at the moment. But, does a good job on the TV as well. So first score of the game, 5:30 to go in the first quarter, SIU with the ball.
Ball spotted at about the 12-yard line. Snap is good. The hold is good. The kick is good. And the first score tonight goes to Southern Illinois.
3-0, but don't worry. The Argos got score right back. 1 minute to go in the first quarter.
Interesting formation here. Two runners in the backfield along with Tyre Davis. Fake on the handoff. Turn it up the field. Tyre Davis down the sideline. 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Argos!
Yeah.
Tyre Davis on the RPO around the end, and he showed a burst of speed, and the first Division I touchdown for University of West Florida is from number one, Tyre Davis, to the house.
There you go. We'll take it. 46 yards. Well done. SIU got another field goal, so that in the beginning of the second quarter, that made it 7-6 at that point. But UWF, again, sometimes people perceive us as having a big offense, great ground game. Historically, we've kind of come and gone with the passing offense. I would say based on last night, we got a lot of opportunity. But on 4th and 4 at the 19.
Right now, though, 4th down and a long 4 for the Argos. They need to make it to the 15-yard line. Here's Davis looking. He waits over the middle. Caught at the 5 and in for a score. Touchdown, Argos. Jakari Mazzell from the 19-yard line, and UWF extends the lead.
I love that in the background. I almost wonder, was that Brent? It sounded like
it
Brent.
It kind of sounded like
it. It did sound like Brent Lane, our good friend over at Cat County. One more time. Hold on. It might not be, but it could be. I'll have to ask him if that's his voice on that one. So I know he was at the game last night. So, yeah, 2 touchdowns in the early going. That one they tried for the 2-point conversion and did not make it. So 1 from the ground, 1 from the air, 13-6. And then, still in the second quarter, you had UWF showing off what it does really well consistently across the years is defense and takeaways. Sacks, interceptions, fumble recoveries, they do that stuff really well.
Big 3rd and long. Curry in the shotgun. 3 receivers to the near side. Back to pass Curry, slinging it out there, and it's intercepted.
It's intercepted by Noah Gibson, going back across to the 50, to the 40, and out of bounds around the 30-yard line.
Fantastic job. And that was not the only one. With 6 minutes to go in the quarter, again with SIU and the ball.
Yeah, another third down right here, trying to get the fans on their feet inside 5 minutes in the second quarter. Robinson set up wide to the right. Now he'll take up position in the backfield with Curry. Trips to the left side. Blitz coming on third and three. Curry, quick throw. Picked off. Going the other way. Going the other way for the score all the way to the house. It's the Argos. A Curry. Leiden. A pick six.
They weren't sure who he was because he was, I guess, like redshirt freshman on the like third page, deep buried in the footnotes or something. It was a Curry Lied, and Lied is how you say his last name. So well done. Pick six. So you had in the air, on the ground, and a defensive score in the early going, 20-6 at that point. SIU Salukis got a field goal, 47-yarder. They missed another field goal starting in the third quarter. But in the third quarter, you had yet again UWF with the ball, 7 minutes to go.
Tyre Davis takes a snap, hand it off, going straight ahead, slipping a tackle, and going in for the score. Touchdown, Argos, Markel Townsend. On the carry, a little shiftiness in the backfield, makes a couple Salukis miss, and the Argos add to the lead.
Well done from the nine. So that's two on the ground, one with the quarterback, one with the running back, one with the, you know, one in the air, and one on defense. So a pretty varied scoring system. We'll come back to this in just a second. PJ has traffic on the fives.
There is a brand new vehicle crash, Brent Lane at Rawson Lane in Pensacola. Traffic is still flowing smooth. I'm PJ with traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. So UWF is up at this point, 27-9. And if you're listening or watching, by the way, I was listening on Sports Radio Pensacola, our sister station, 99.1 AM 1330. And, you know, I was listening and I'm like, oh, cool, cakewalk. You know, like, they. I mean, it's not like, you know, SIU was early season expected to do well. They were only the number 16 ranked team in the nation. Meanwhile, we were ranked eighth in our own conference. Like, the expectation for UWF was so low. Ranked eighth out of eight in our conference versus the Salukis. I'm from like Chicago, University of Illinois in Champaign, and then we lived in St. Louis for 7 years. I actually taught at SIU Edwardsville, SIUE. This is from Carbondale, very south of the state. But in any case, like, nobody expected any, like, if it was a close game, you know, if maybe we got beat bad, that, I mean, you could have optimism, but you could not have expectation to win. No, nobody expected to win. You might hope we could win. You might think we could win, but nobody expected to win last night. Everybody, if you had to expect, you would have had to bet that we would lose. So we're up 27-9 at this point, but don't write off a team just because their quarterback got out of the game and injured. They're still a pretty strong team.
Second and nine. Curry looking to throw. Goes deep right side in the end zone. Over the top of a defender caught in the corner of the end zone. And it is a touchdown for the Salukis.
So that made it 27-15. They got the two-point conversion. 27-17 with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter now.
From the 19. Southern Illinois trying to rally back. Argos by 10. Man in motion. Curry takes it, fakes the handoff, steps forward, runs. Going to tuck it and run at the 15, to the 10, to the 5. It's a touchdown. Jake Curry, Southern Illinois, comes back with the score.
27-24 after the point after. So it's a three-point game at this. And you're like, I liked it when it was easy. But defense reigns again. 6 minutes to go.
Eddie Robinson is back out there, and he fumbles the football. The Salukis, the ball is bouncing free along the sidelines. It looks like maybe the Argos recovered it right at the last before it went out of bounds. But Robinson's carry popped loose. The ball was bouncing around all over the place, and the Argos have the ball.
A couple of interceptions, several, you know, fumble takeaways. Then UWF with 2.5 minutes to go at this point, leading by three.
Lane and Davis in the backfield. Four receivers balanced either side here for Tyre. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff, looks left, little bubble screen coming to the near side. It's Luke Carroll in for a touchdown. Touchdown, Argos, on the screen pass to the near side. And Luke Carroll, the freshman, scores the touchdown.
A lot of hands involved, lots of different kinds of scoring involved. Fantastic, we'll take it. But with 7 minutes to go, up by 10, again, you kind of get a little comfortable. SIU comes right back with a minute and 15 or minute 14 to go. Jake Curry, their quarterback.
All right, second and goal now from the 8. 1:14 remaining in regulation, a 10-point lead for the Argos. Curry in his shotgun, trips to the left side. Now Chapman goes way out wide to the left. Curry looking, throws over the middle in the back of the end zone. It's caught for a Saluki touchdown.
34-31 with a minute 14 to go. Well, it's a little bit less than that after the play, but about a minute to go. What do they do? Onside kick, of course. So 51 seconds to go in the game. Onside kick, trying to get the ball back with 51 seconds to maybe get down the field and, you know, score a field goal so they can tie it and go into overtime. What happens?
The Argos basically are set for a normal return, and now the Salukis will line it up with an overload this side. The kick, a line drive, caught and taken and downed immediately by the Argos. Nice grab there by Keyshawn Smith.
And again, you breathe a sigh of relief because we're up three with the ball and under 50 seconds to go, but three and out. So we punt it. So they actually have the ball. Third and eight, 13 seconds on the clock.
Third down and eight at the 35-yard line. Salukis with 13 seconds remaining in regulation. They trail by three. Here comes the pressure. Curry looking downfield, throws the ball downfield. It'll be intercepted! Going the other way. It doesn't matter, but he's still taking it all the way down the field. Tackled at the 18-yard line. Time has expired. Is it over? Is it over?
Is it?
The Argos make a statement in their opening night in Division One. An unbelievable surprise for all the faithful following the Argos to D1 at a 34-31 final. The Argos beat the Salukis in their opening Division One game.
My heart had to go lay down after listening to that. I'll take the win. That's everything you want football to be. It's everything you want football to be. You want it to be fun, thrilling. You want it to be scary, but you want the win. You know, sometimes you're going to not win. That's what makes it scary. But it's everything you could have possibly hoped for. And again, we were ranked 8th out of 8 in our conference, and they were ranked 16th in the nation. This was a huge upset win. So congratulations to UWF in their first game of the Division I era. By the way, they were not the first team for UWF to win a Division I victory. Women's soccer beat McNeese State 3-1 for the first D1 win earlier in the day yesterday. And again, Brian and Jordan and Jeremy did a great job on Sports Radio Pensacola calling the game and doing all that. So wonderful stuff. 7:21 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you need to get work done on the complicated systems in your home, the plumbing, air conditioning, heating, electrical, generator, of course, that's plumbing, or that's electrical, you know, Peden take care of you. Good people, good products, quality installation, 100% satisfaction guarantee. They've been doing this since 1969. They've been helping people get this stuff done, you know, everywhere across the panhandle, east to Tallahassee into the eastern time zone, west even from Pensacola all the way across the water in the last couple of years over into Mobile and Baldwin County. So two time zones, two states, just a reliable source of these kinds of repairs. And right now, and Peden says that they've got, you know, your systems in your house are working hard all the time, like your water, your plumbing is working hard, showers, laundry, constant demand, drinking water, all that stuff. Well, little problems can get big problems, can become big problems quickly. And, you know, you don't want them to become big problems and you don't know it before it's a, like it's a real small thing. Well, you can have them come do a plumbing checkup, smooth running water and a reliable water, avoiding the big problems. And obviously, plumbing things can get out of hand pretty quickly. $59 for a Peden plumbing checkup today. Go to Peden, the pros you can trust, PEDEN.com.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The Subaru Lot to Love event is going on now at Anderson Subaru, which brings special summer savings to some of our most in-demand Subaru models, Ascent, Outback, and Crosstrek. Right now, get 0.9% financing for 75 months on Ascent models with flexible seating for up to 8 passengers. Or how about 1.9% APR financing for 75 months on the completely redesigned Outback? That's 75-month financing on Ascent and Outbacks. Or get 2.9% APR financing for 72 months on the versatile Subaru Crosstrek. Low rates and long terms on the most reliable and most loved cars around. Discover new places to love during the Subaru A Lot to Love event. Going on now through August 31st at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Subaru for you, Subaru for you. Anderson's got a Subaru for you. I'm Britton with Northstone Baptist Church, and I'm thrilled to announce that our children's ministry, Awana, resumes Wednesday night, September 2nd. Awana is an internationally known ministry, which focuses on teaching children how to memorize the Bible in a fun and safe environment. Children from 3 years old through the sixth grade will benefit from this large group Bible study, the small group first memory time, as well as the fun activity time. This is a terrific program for your child. Northstone Baptist Church is located on the northwest corner of Pensacola, close to the intersection of 9 Mile and Pine Forest Road. Our Awana clubs meet every Wednesday night, starting September 2nd at 6:45 p.m. Whether it's Cubbies, Sparks, or TNT, Awana has a place for your child. So register your child now at northstonebaptist.org. Or to find out more information about this exciting children's ministry, visit our website. Again, that's northstonebaptist.org.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
The five-day outlook is calling for intense flooding, followed by the end of the world!
You don't need panic. You need information. News Radio 92.3.
A spring, a marvelous thing. Everyone knows it's Ling.
Somebody save your soul, cause you've been sinning in the city. I know too many troubles, all these lovers got you losing control. You like a drug to me, a luxury, my sugar. You don't even know. I can make your hands clap.
Good morning, 726 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. PJ has traffic on the 5.
Still working that vehicle crash, I-10 eastbound, just after State Road 87 in Milton. Use caution through that area. Also have a brand new vehicle crash that just popped up at 4507 North Palafox Street. No roadblock there. I'm PJ with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks, PJ. David Wayne's been out all this week, and Steve has been doing such a good job filling in for him. Steve Taylor in the newsroom. Steve?
Well, thank you very much. An Iranian official is denying a plot to assassinate Barron Trump, President Trump's youngest son. According to Reuters, Iranian security chief Moshe Rahazi said in a recent interview, the report is a lie. This comes half days after the U.S. Secret Service said it was aware of an Iranian video appearing to threaten the life of Barron Trump, claiming a $10 million bounty on his head. A federal judge has questions about the latest push to link President Trump's name with the Kennedy Center in Washington. The center's board voted earlier this month to honor Trump with an inscription on the building, despite a ruling that removed his name from the center earlier this year. U.S. District Court Judge Christopher Cooper questioned that new push during a hearing yesterday, saying he might have to block the proposal because the board is moving too quickly, and that's what's happening.
All right. Thank you so much, Steve. 727 here on News Radio 92.3. We talked a little bit about this earlier, and it's not a story that particularly captures my interest. I don't follow a lot of these crime and trials kind of stories. I know a lot of other people do, and that's fine. You know, you can be interested in all the things you want to be interested in. We're all interested in different things. There's a lot of flowers in God's garden. But with the jury weighing the question of Lindsay Clancy and her criminal culpability for having killed her children and then jumping out of a window and paralyzing herself, and there's a lot of backstory to all of this, you know, postpartum depression, lots of medication, lots of doctors, allegations at the doctor. I mean, they were showing a graphic yesterday on Fox News of all the medications that she had been prescribed. And I guess and again, if I get any of the details wrong, please forgive me and correct me if you will. But, you know, taking some, not taking others, doctors, all kinds. I understand the argument they're making is that that was part of the problem, is that did not get the adequate medical treatment that she needed. If somebody kills her own children, that's enough for me. And I'm very skeptical about these claims that people, even if they were legitimate, you know, people who are genuinely insane and don't know right from wrong, other people who are temporarily insane, we allow that, or people who make the claim or falsely make the claim. I think if you're dangerous and you do a bad thing, we punish you. I tend to believe that if there are 100 people claiming insanity in some kind of way as a defense, whether in this case it's, you know, postpartum psychosis or, you know, drug-affected behavior, whatever, if somebody claims that, okay, in 100 cases, there might be one where they might, I think they have a legitimate claim. But even if it's 10, that's 10%. It's the minority, right? But even so, look, you know, like, how is Hinckley out? How is Brandon Adelock get moved to a, you know, low security facility? It doesn't make any sense to me. I understand the argument that these people are not culpable, but this, you know, when it comes to people with a very low IQ, do we treat them differently? There is one way in which we all kind of do agree with this, not exactly, but sort of, and that's treating children as opposed to adults. You know, we believe that children are not fully culpable for their behaviors, and so we sometimes try them as adults. But there's something in that vicinity. But if somebody is a, you know, an adult, or they do something so hideous and heinous, I've never believed in the idea of meaning that you don't get punished for it. These are cases where I would rather err on punishing all the people who do these hideous things, at least as a deterrent for others, and most likely as a fair justice punishment for you.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Trump hands the Congressional Space Medal of Honor to the Artemis II crew today at NASA's Johnson Space Center, honoring the astronauts who traveled around the far side of the moon, the farthest humans have ever gone in space. And last night, he headlined a fundraiser in Texas for Senate candidate Ken Paxton.
The Super PAC alone, MAGA Inc., has $400 million just sitting there in a bank account, but they are still going to go out and raise more money because ads in a place like Texas are going to be super expensive with media markets like Dallas and Houston.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. The jury in the Lindsey Clancy murder trial resumed deliberation shortly. She's accused of killing her three little kids. And Nepal slammed by that vicious mudslide. Hundreds are dead. Thousands are missing, including 90 Americans. America is listening to Fox News.
Morning, it's 7:31 right now, 75 degrees with a few showers in the area. I'm Steve Taylor in for David Wayne on News Radio 92.3. Well, the Argos beat 16th-ranked Southern Illinois 34-31 last night at Penn Air Stadium in their first game in Division I. University of West Florida President Emerita Judy Benz says she always believed the Argos would eventually reach Division I. She just didn't expect it to happen so quickly.
When I was president in 08, when I came in, I think we were at 7 or 8,000. Now we're knocking on 16,000 door. It makes a big difference.
Ben says football, as well as the growth in the student body, have strengthened UWS connection with the area. About 65% of students coming from the region, adding that the excitement surrounding last night's Division I debut showed how much the community wants to see the program succeed. Residents in the town of Century could potentially have a water problem. Chris Bryan says the town officials are looking into reports of lead contamination.
The town of Century has a potential drinking water problem, issuing a water warning after elevated lead levels were found in samples taken inside homes. NorthofScampi.com reports tests showed readings above the EPA's action level, but town officials say the municipal water system itself contains no lead. Residents are urged to contact a licensed plumber to determine whether household pipes or fixtures may be contributing to the lead. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Congressman Jimmy Patrona says country singer Jelly Roll is not welcome in the panhandle. The comment comes after Jelly Roll poked fun at President Trump while guest hosting Jimmy Kimmel Live on Monday night, joking about the president's weight approval rating and the appearance at an IndyCar race in Washington. Patrona posted on X saying he doesn't even want to see the singer's tour bus on I-10 and accused him of playing to a Hollywood crowd. Patrona's November opponent, Democrat Gay Valamont, fired back.
I believe the panhandle belongs to all of us, not just politicians like Jimmy Patronis who think they get to decide who's welcome here. So, Jelly Roll, I'd like to personally invite you to the panhandle. Come and see us. Come meet the people and come enjoy the hospitality.
She invited Jelly Roll to the panhandle to see it for himself. Let's check our forecast for the weekend from Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We will have some wet weather as we go through your day today. 60% chance of those showers and thunderstorms, high near 88 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 74. For Saturday, 40% chance of rain, high near 89. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 75. Heading into your Sunday, high near 90 degrees with a 50% chance of rain. And Sunday night, temperatures dropping near 75. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from your First Morning Weather Center.
Thanks, Brooke. Right now, let's check in with PJ for Traffic of the Fives.
Traffic is brought to you by ECUA, making service easier with the new MyECUA mobile app available to download now. Pay your bill, report service issues, alerts, and recycling tips. Taking a look at the big board, we have that vehicle crash, Brent Lane at Rawson Lane in Pensacola. No roadblock, traffic is flowing smooth. Also have a vehicle crash at Palafox Street just near Pace Boulevard. No roadblock there. I'm PJ with the Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks, PJ. Well, temperature-wise, it's kind of wet outside. A few showers are lurking in the area, more to the east of Pensacola. 77 degrees in Pensacola, 76 in Gulf Breeze, and 76 also in Milton at 735. Next news is at 8. Breaking news anytime. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The number of people filing for unemployment benefits fell last week, remaining at historic lows as layoffs are rare and most Americans enjoy job security. The Labor Department reports that jobless claims slipped to 203,000 last week from a revised 207,000 the week before. The FDA has approved a once-daily HIV pill from Gilead that could help simplify care for some patients whose virus is already under control but who remain on complicated treatment regimens. The new pill is also aimed at people who are doing well on a single tablet regimen and want to switch to a new treatment. Gap has announced a new CEO for its Old Navy banner effective November 2nd as the retailer tries to reinvigorate sluggish sales performance at the brand. Michael Francis, who was appointed the chief customer officer at Old Navy in May, will take over the reins for the current CEO, Hal Barbato, who will become an advisor to the company. Futures are currently mixed ahead of Kevin Warsh's latest address. That's Your Money Now.
Hi, I'm Tom DeFranco, and I've got gas. Not that kind of gas. The kind that makes tankless water heaters, gas grills, and fireplaces, gas heater systems possible. We are DeFranco Gas. We've been servicing gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years. DeFranco Gas can service your gas fire pits and keep your gas generator storm ready. DeFranco Gas is your local gas service provider and a member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFranco Gas, all things gas, DeFrancoGas.com.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 28th to Pensacola Beach. This is the Southeast's premier cybersecurity and technology conference. Get connected with top experts and explore the cutting-edge trends shaping our future. From AI to robotics to national security and healthcare tech. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Don't miss out. Secure your tickets today at itenwired.com.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
The midterm elections. Who will win? Who will not?
One question about the 2026 races is already answered.
It'll all be covered on News Radio 92.3.
Campaign 2026.
This is where the fun begins.
Every step, every day.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
On News Radio 92.3. Informative. Informative. Local. Local. Dependable.
Event of America this weekend. It was the big IndyCar race hosted by the president. The cars drove through the streets of D.C., and there's Donald Trump, who apparently has never held a flag before. What a job that. How do you up waving a flag? But the president seemed to enjoy the IndyCar race, which was a real switch up for him because normally he only likes his own race.
So, Jelly Roll. Let's start with this. I'm not a fan. I'm not an anti-fan. Country's not my genre. I know the songs, at least a couple of them. He's lost a lot of weight, looks a little bit different. Still all the face tattoos. He went to jail, right? Didn't he go to jail for a while? And
that was before his career.
That was before? Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. So anyway, again, he's not my guy, not my icon, not my hero in any way. He sat in for Jimmy Kimmel this week hosting and did a monologue on Monday where he went after the president. I'll be honest. I thought the flag joke was funny because I thought the president did look super weird waving that green flag at the race in D.C. Like, has he ever waved a flag before? I mean, that's what it looked like to me. I'm like, this is super weird. But it got more personal after that.
Trump also drove around the track in his motorcade doing what they call the lap of honor, which sounds like a loyalty program at a strip club. 5% cash back in the champagne room for all Lap of Honor members. Sadly, those are the only laps Trump's been doing lately. According to the Washington Post, a lot of doctors are worried about the president's weight. After his last physical, we found out Trump gained 14 pounds, which means he's now tipping the scales at almost 240. It's crazy. Think about this, y'all. In the last few years, I've lost 300 pounds. That means I've lost an entire Donald Trump. And let's be honest, based on his approval ratings, it seems like most of the country wants to do the same thing.
And then he went in, I'm not going to play it because it's just long, but he went into making a comment about how the president would not make fun of other people for their appearance and played all the clips of him making fun of people for being fat. And then kind of ended with some vulgar comments that, again, I'm not going to play. But so that was Monday. And the follow-up to that was, as you've heard Steve mention, I actually wasn't going to talk about this today, but Steve's been bringing it up, so I figured we ought to address it a little bit. We'll have Jimmy on Monday, right around this time, should be, like normal, if we have him for his normal. Sometimes schedule gets in the way and we have to do him a different time, but should have him on Monday. And I'll ask him about this because Jimmy Patronis, our congressman, his response to this was on Wednesday as a follow-up to what he said on Monday. Jelly Roll 615 is his X handle, is 100% not welcome to Florida's panhandle. I don't even want to see his bus on I-10. He's always been the token country star the libs in California are allowed to enjoy. He ain't country, never was. Take the Trump derangement syndrome, he said TDS, elsewhere, loser. meanwhile, in response, you know, not to be outdone, Gay Valamont has come out and said, you know, he's welcome here. The panhandle is welcoming to everybody. She's the Democrat who is running again to oppose Jimmy Patronis in District 1, our district. She says, I believe the panhandle belongs to all of us, not just politicians like Jimmy Patronis who think they get to decide who's welcome here. So, Jelly Roll, I'd like to personally invite you to the panhandle. Come and see us. Come meet the people and come and enjoy the hospitality. And then he followed up. I didn't watch it, but he followed up on Tuesday with a response to all of the criticism that he got. Because you remember like how Dolly Parton, widely beloved, most at least in part because she never did take a political side. And it's costly to take a side politically, right? It's, you know, you get excluded from certain people wanting to see you or pay you money. I mean, look at Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle will insult and satirize anybody, but boy, the trans community did not take it well when he brought up some of the silly things that they advocate for. So he said on Tuesday, now let's be honest for a second, a U.S. president should be able to handle a few jokes, right? They should also be able to handle gas prices, health care, and the occasional international conflict, but beggars can't be choosers. It's a pretty good line. So what do you do when you fill in on a political talk show with a monologue commentary? Well, you tell political jokes. I don't have any problem with somebody telling political jokes about the president or me or Jimmy Patronis or whomever. I mean, I prefer jokes to be fair. I prefer jokes to not be just personal, you know? You don't hear me make a lot of personal jabs at people. I don't make fun of people's names. I think that's ridiculous. I will make fun of their ideas, their expression. If they claim things that don't match with what they're saying or doing, I'll make fun of that. But I just think, you know, personal attacks are silly. I save personal attacks for my friends you know, because they know I love them. And I don't do personal attacks with people that I really can't stand because they don't deserve it. And it's beneath you. You know, that's just... So, obviously, I have a very different strategy from our president, which I think he's wrong in this, and I don't think it sets a good tone for the country. But, you know, here we are. But Jimmy, who I like a lot, I know really well. I've interviewed him a couple hundred times. You know, I think of Jimmy as a friend. People are welcome here whether they agree with me or not. People are welcome to drive on I-10, Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal, atheist, Christian, Buddhist, Muslim, Jew. I don't care. I believe in people having opinions, and I have no problem with them expressing them. And so you believe in somebody having the right to free speech doesn't mean that you can't criticize their speech. So I don't have any problem with Petronas criticizing him. That's not the issue. It's the he's not welcome here part, which sounds, I know he's not actually saying we're going to stop him and prevent him, but that veers in the direction of you don't belong in this country. You don't belong in this state. You don't belong here. And to me, I think everybody belongs here as long as they believe in America, as long as they believe in these freedoms. So I disagree with Jimmy on this. Just because I think the expression sounds like you've got to have a certain viewpoint about political matters if you're going to be here. Now, what he might be saying is, you know, we don't want that kind of vulgarity here, or we don't want that, you know, we didn't expect you to go in this direction. And we'll talk about it on Monday. But that's one thing. There's a second thing that has come up with Jimmy Petronas that I vehemently disagree with. We'll talk about it in a second. Feel free to weigh in, by the way, 437-1620. I think some country fans feel frustrated because I don't know that his politics was expected. You're more in this world because you also work at Cat Country. But PJ, is that part of the issue with Jelly Roll, is that people just didn't expect him to be political?
I think they expected him to be neutral.
Okay. Yeah. But in the monologue, he made fun of himself.
And if
a
I
lot.
Remember correctly, he got his pardon from the Republican Tennessee governor for his.
Is that true?
I believe it is, yes.
Okay. But he, you know, he satirized himself too, which is always good. You know, you got to be, you know, not just attacking other people. Anyway, PJ has traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle crash, Brent Lane at Rosson Lane in Pensacola. No roadblock associated with that. Also have a vehicle crash, Palafox Street, right near Pace Boulevard. And a new vehicle crash just popped up. Mobile Highway at Edison Drive in Pensacola. Roadways open. I'm PJ with the traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much. Somebody says, did Jelly Roll at the wharf recently? Somebody says that.
And, yes, he was.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Well, that's Alabama. We're not responsible for them. looks like Jelly Roll forgot what happened to the Dixie Chicks after they alienated their base audience with remarks against Bush on foreign soil. That was key. It was on foreign soil. It wasn't just that they were critical of Bush, it's that they went overseas and talked bad about our president during war stuff. Let's see, 437-1620. My opinion, can we move on to something else? Shortly. But here's the other part of this that I hadn't mentioned. This whole Lake America nonsense. I was on Jimmy's page, not Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin, but Jimmy Petronas's ex Twitter page. And guess who's going to file the bill to officially rename Lake Ontario to Lake America? Our congressman. No. Come on. Now, Jimmy has been in favor of the Gulf of America. He loves it. He wanted to bring Trump here to do the bill signing out on the beach. Remember? And so in some ways, I can't say I'm completely surprised, but I can say I think this is the dumbest thing ever. There's a lot of dumb things. It's one of the dumbest things ever, and I can't believe we're having this conversation that Trump is irritated at Canada over trade negotiations, and so for federal purposes, we're renaming bodies of water over it. Or as one Canadian minister of parliament said, America's unique fixation, or President Trump's unique fixation with changing hydronyms. This is a funny expression. The names for water, bodies of water. 7:48 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you need to get a roof replacement or a repair, or you're not sure which, okay, whichever it might be, call Quality Roofing Solutions. They'll take care of you. They'll help you understand your decision. You know, it might be that it needs a repair. Most of the stuff they do is replacement, okay? But they do like 5 to 10% of their business's repairs. And, you know, if that's what it takes, it's appropriate. You know, if you got a roof that you replaced 2 years ago and a tree falls on it, you don't need a replacement, most likely. But, you know, it depends on the situation. But if your roof is 15 years old and a tree branch falls on a corner, you know, it might make a lot more sense to just replace the whole thing once you factor in mobilization costs and how prices keep going up and up and up on everything, plus insurance and wind mitigation inspection and all that kind of stuff. But they'll explain all this to you. When I first got approached for doing ads for them, I didn't know anything about them. And I asked my wife, because she's kind of pays attention to this stuff more, and I said, what do you know? She says, well, what I know is that on Nextdoor, whenever somebody asks the question, who's a good roofer, they always are on the list. And on Google, they're a 4.9 rating, which is amazing. They've done 10,000 roofs in the last 20 years. And because I've been talking about them, I have a friend who got a new roof from them. And she said they weren't the bare bottom cheapest, but they were close. They were competitive. And they were not the most expensive. I chose them, and they've been great. And I have 3 or 4 other people on my street that got roofs because they were so great to me. So, you know, that's the kind of thing that tells you that this company exists for a good reason. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
When I hit my 50s, I felt like things were slowing down.
This is Sandra's Metamucil story.
I started taking Metamucil for digestion, but had no idea it would impact so much more. Not only did Metamucil help me feel more regular, but my heart health saw the benefits too.
Metamucil, one simple routine, 4 health benefits. Digestive health starts here. Go to Metamucil.com for more details.
Tune into Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than just investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sunday at 1 p.m. Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC, registered advisors.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio Team, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We've just got to get organized. We've got to get organized.
Good morning, 7:51 on News Radio 92.3. Happy Friday. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. A couple of texts came in at 437-1620 on the jelly roll. Jimmy Patronus making, you know, Jim Jelly making. Do you call him just Jelly? Is that like a first name? Mr. Roll?
You can call him Jelly, yes.
I don't know. Somebody says, I'm not sure why he would want to divide his fan base. It's more prudent to stay neutral. Somebody says he played a sold-out show at the Wharf, so I'm pretty sure he's not hated, although that was then, this is now. You know, Alabama is a very pro-Trump area. Patronus is a Trump kiss, you know, that's his motive, says somebody, which, you know, it's interesting that, that he does not want to engage in criticism of Trump. He has on occasion, but also he doesn't on, you know, a lot. And I engage in a lot more Trump criticism, of course, than Jim Patronus does, but keep this in mind, Jimmy is in a position to get favors from Trump or to get legislation or to get, you know, like to get things. And as a political strategy, is it better for us as an area to just say whatever you think, you know, even if he does think critical things of Trump and then not have any effectiveness, which, you know, is one strategy, or is it better to sort of play the game and cater to Trump's ego and say what he wants to say, and whether it's in an interview on the radio or when he's talking to the president or on Twitter? and, you know, then get what you want. Well, they're different strategies. I, you know, it's a luxury for me that I don't need anything from Trump, right? It's it's very tempting, you know, when a very, very powerful person is in a position to do you help or harm. It's very tempting when that's the case to not criticize them for things, right? I mean, you know, you might say, well, that's cowardly. Okay, I understand that criticism. You could also say that's a prudent strategy for getting things done that you want to get done. You know, what do you do when the person in power is that kind of person? I mean, for example, you know, you say, well, he should criticize him. You criticize your boss. Now, Jimmy doesn't work for Trump, but how critical of your boss are you to your boss? I mean, maybe you have that kind of relationship. I mean, I hope it's good, but, you know, maybe not. How about in your marriage? I know they're not the same thing, but, you know, how brutally honest are you about everything? Or are you like, well, you know, when mama's happy, everybody's happy. You know, it's just, it's easy to say, stand up for the truth and say the truth and be as, you know, staunch as you want about it. It's easier for me because it's my job to do this and I have the luxury of being able to do it. You know, I can always stand on the facts and the logic because I don't need anything from these people. When you do need something from them and when you're in a position where your job is literally to get things done, you know, there are consequences for being on. Look at Alex Andrade, you know, has, as far as I can tell, told basically the truth over and over again about Attorney General Uthmeyer and Governor DeSantis. And now the grand jury report seems to, you know, reinforce everything he said. How did that work for him? How did that work for us? We lost projects because of his honesty. I say good, but, you know, I also understand the strategy of, hey, you know, DeSantis is a bully and a retaliator, so, you know, play nice to get projects done. 7:55 on News Radio 92.3. PJ has traffic on the fives.
There is a vehicle crash, Mobile Highway at Edison Drive in Pensacola. No roadblock associated with that. Also, I have a vehicle crash, 9th Avenue, right near East Tahar Drive. Roadblock associated with that one. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Yeah, because we're kind of in this vicinity. I'll make another example, only because my good friend Jonathan Owens just got here. He's going to be on the wrap in about 40 minutes. And it makes me think of, you know, locally, you have, you know, his former boss, Doug Underhill. Good friend of mine, somebody I like a lot, somebody who I thought pretty much was right every time he was talking. But he certainly had a way to talk ineffectively. You know, because he was strident and he was brutal and acerbic and frustrated and he lost a lot of 4-1 votes. So is that good representation on the county commission or is that foolish representation on the county commission? I think it's a good conversation to have. You know, I think Charles Baer could learn a lesson or two about diplomacy. You know, if he really wants to be effective on the city council, because right now he's the losing end of a lot of, you know, 6-1 and 5-2 votes. So, you know, do you play? I mean, the problem is also when you really, really, really don't want to be nice and you pretend to be nice, it's even worse because it drips with insincerity. Anyway, just some thoughts on, because this is going to come up with Jimmy on Monday. We'll talk about it then. Let's see. Steve is in for David Wayne all this week with our headline. Steve?
Well, today marks 6 months since the war with Iran began. The U.S. and Israel launched strikes on the Islamic Republic back February 28th, starting that deadly conflict, which has also created a global economic shock with maritime oil traffic throttled in the Strait of Hormuz. While President Trump initially predicted the war will end quickly, well, hostilities are still continuing. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has officially agreed to buy nearly $17 million worth of electric shock gloves. The ICE contract was released yesterday shows $16.7 million are spent for 6,000 gloves that can deliver electric shocks intended to help the officers control resisting detainees. And a campaign to rename Nashville International Airport after Dolly Parton is taking to the skies over Music City. A plane carrying a banner promoting the petition was flying over downtown Nashville yesterday, including over the state capital area. The petition has now topped 120,000 verified signatures since Parton's death. And that's what's happening.
What is there a name for Nashville Airport?
I'm thinking Dolly Parton International Airport.
No. I'm saying, is there one right now?
It's currently called Nashville NIA? International.
Yeah, it's Nashville International Airport.
Change that.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I would assume that's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
That makes way too much sense for it to not happen. All right, Steve, thanks so much for the update. 7:58 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. What was the other thing that... I had a thing. I don't have time to do it. Bummer. I'll just say it. But it'll hold for Monday. It's okay. We're not in a big urgency. Argos winning their football game last night. That was a terrifying and thrilling game. Argos for football and also the Argos for women's soccer winning the first ever Division I contest. That was yesterday during the day. The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. That's like, think BBC, but CBC, you know, Britain versus Canadian. And then they have now decided that they are no longer going to refer to 9/11 as a terrorist attack. I mean, that's the story. They sent an internal memo around that, you know, that word is so fraught with meaning and loaded and can be misused and carry, emotion that they don't want to use it. Well, yeah, because the word means something. It's like saying don't call somebody a murderer because it can make people upset. Okay, but if that's what they did... I mean, do you think 9/11 was not terrorism? So wild, absolutely wild. That's something that may make next week's Transgressive Memorial Service. It did not make it into this one. It happened too late. But don't worry, that's coming up in 20 minutes. You can listen to Brother Andrew. I play a woke pastor talking about the things of the week that either they celebrate or got canceled. This week, Target stores getting a little bit of hot water. That's at 8:20, the late service.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9, with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.